The lake became beautiful from the bridge. It's so interesting.
The first bridge
in 1940. So Clarence Breton Blethyn of the Seattle Times, the editor at that time, lived on Mercer Island, and he was vehemently opposed, and the newspaper, the Times, was vehemently opposed to the I-90 bridge, the southern bridge. He said that it would just ruin the east side. It was unnecessary. Nobody would ride it. He did not think of the lake as a beautiful place. He thought of Mercer Island as an enclave, as an isolated enclave, and did not want to see that disturbed. Most people thought of the lake as an impediment. So the 1940 bridge, I have always thought of as the bridge to the future. It made crossing Lake Washington easy. There was so little traffic on it at the beginning that people would stop in mid-span and just pull their car over to take photographs of Mount Rainier. It was so beautiful. No one had really had the chance to stop and see it from that vantage point before.